You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
West and then you percolate. Oh baby, let's percolate. It's steamy and hot. Oh, it's hot. Got rid of my corns and bunions. Sweet Papa gonna do his onion. Dad's off my shoes, don't care what I do when I hear them blue.
West End Jazz Band in, well, it just came out. That one just came out this year. I believe recorded last year, though. Percolating Blues, Mike Beeson on the vocal. He's also the leader and trumpeter and occasionally the drummer on there. Andy Shum is occasionally the drummer and occasionally the cornetist. You had John Otto on reeds, Frank Gualtieri on trombone, and Mike Walbridge on tuba, Leah Beeson on banjo in that Percolating Blues, originally done by Fowler's Favorites. But there they are, and you ought to buy that CD. Buy everything from Rivermont, everything you can. It's a great label, and it's well worth supporting them. It is. You know, buy records. Don't just download this stuff. Buy this stuff and have it and keep it. Unless you're living in a nostril, you might as well have a few things, and this is a good one. And this is Radiola, and I encourage everybody to hoard and clutter. That's because that's what I do, and I think everybody should. It's just the way to live. If you're not tripping over stuff, you're not living. And here's something we're tripping over, some records. Fred Van Epps, Red Pepper, A Spicy Rag, and this was recorded 100 years ago. 1911. Here it is.
Mm-hmm. and flower by its name. Though I speak Chinese, Latin, French, and Greek, I confess I'm puzzled just the same. But there's one thing I've studied day and night, and I can never make it come out right. Why do they call them babies when they mean grown-up ladies? There is a friend of mine, he takes one out to dine. She's so haughty, naughty, naughty. I know she's over 40, and yet they call them babies. Everyone they see, they try to land. My brother made a date with Molly Young. He thought that meant her age, but he got stung. Just why they call them babies, I could never understand. Why do they call them babies when they mean grown-up ladies? It's very plain to see they're full of deviltry, frivolism, babyism, and also rheumatism. And yet they call them babies. Everyone they see, they try to land. One was so shy, she ran away and hid. She knew Columbus when he was a kid. Just why they call them babies, I could never understand.
Nothing but a doggone fool. I don't care who he is. He's nothing but a fool. I claim that any man who does it ought to get a kicking from a mule. That's what they ought to teach.
They ought to teach
in every public school. In every school. Once I had a high brown gal, introduce her to my pal. But any man who trusts a gal ain't nothing but a doggone fool.
A doggone fool.
Love is cruel.
Love is cruel.
I've got the high brown blues about that thing called love.
Got the meanest kind of blues.
And if I had to choose, I'd rather go to jail, right away. Jump into the cage and twist the lion's tail. They say the best of men we can now and then. But if I fall again, I'll be a lady killing, dark town villain, till I lose. Those doggone, aggravating, fascinating, woman hating, high brown blue. I thought I had the kind of gal that's hard to find. It wasn't long before I had to change my mind. I came home on the flyer unexpectedly and found my vamping baby on a sailor's knee. As long as there's a sailor sailing on the foam, as long as there's a traveling man away from home, as long as we need ice to keep the icebox cool, a man who trusts a woman is a doggone fool. So the next gal that I find won't find me so kind. I've made up my mind to be a coffin villain, lockdown villain, till
he says until he loses, until his heart refuses,
there's
nothing else to
those doggone, aggravating, fascinating, woman-hating, high brown blues, those woman-hating blues.
Billy Murray and the American Quartet, High Brown Blues, 1922. And that's a good record. Oh, is that good? I know, it's sort of minstrel-esque in a way, but it's really, really good. And I like it, and I'll endorse that. Before that, the Wellesley College Glee Club, Girls Glee Club, Women's Glee Club, I should say, 1914 prize song recorded in that year on a Columbia. And this stuff is not nostalgia, because I don't think there's anybody from the Wellesley class of 1914 listening to this show. nobody would be 120 years old listening to this program. Maybe if they were alive, they would be, but since they're not, it's not nostalgia, it's anachronology. And you can look that up and you won't find it, because I made it up. Edith King, Why Do They Call Them Babies, 1918. Fallon Emerson, very quick type thing. And Fred Van Epps, Red Pepper, it's a spicy rag, 1911, on his loud banjo. And he did play it loud. Yes, his resonance is really not, not like Wessel Ossman, who was a little more subdued. Fred Van Epps, you could hear him without a phonograph. He was that loud. And this is Radiola, and you can almost hear me without a radio. You actually have to. So you can hear me with the internet, though. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the loudmouth here. I'm going to get into trouble here. You know, we play a lot of great records, punctuated by a healthy disregard for correct pronunciation. Henry Thies and his Hotel Sinton Orchestra, Don Dewey on the vocal, When You're Smiling, and keep smiling, would you? 1928.
Thank you. when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain, so stop your sighing.
Thank you.
Troubadour is basically a Victor Studio Group from 1928, but a very famous song by the Gershwins, The Man I Love, yes. And that could apply probably to the Vagabond Lover, sung by Scrappy Lambert with Sam Lanin's Dance Orchestra in 1929. I'm just, yes, all those girls are gone in the morning, and they've taken my wallet. Somebody call somebody, would you? I need cab fare to get home anyway. And Henry Thies and his Hotel Sinton Orchestra, Don Dewey on the vocal, When You're Smiling, 1928. You know, if you're a vagabond lover, that can really run into money. It's true. You know, you just always wake up and they're gone, and they've usually taken your watch, too. This is Radiola. And, you know, we're not vagabond lovers here. We're pretty, reclusive. And I'm Andy Sr., and I haven't been out for weeks, honestly. Fanny Bryce, 1927, her big hit, speaking of The Man I Love, and, well, this was a dysfunctional relationship for her, but here it is, sung electrically on Victor in 1927, My Man.
What can tears you. There's not a thing it spares you. Love is like that. What can we do? I know all its loneliness, its pangs and its fears, but the moments of happiness are worth all its tears. It finds you, it blinds you, and like a slave it finds you. Love is like that. What can we do?
The stars were out of sight. We were riding around in the rain. I asked her for a kiss. She said she didn't kiss. We kept riding around in the rain. Then I held her hand, but she didn't understand, and it all seemed so in vain. Then she answered, yes, I found my happiness riding around in the rain. So don't wait for June nights, and don't look for moonlights, and don't linger down in Lover's Lane. Wait and pick a night, a dark and stormy night. Take her riding around in the rain. Thank you.
Harry Leader and his band, Les Allen on the vocal, Riding Around in the Rain, 1934. And yes, there they are, Riding Around in the Rain. Bing Crosby had a fairly popular recording of that, and that was an 8-inch Eclipse from Britain. So, and they got all that music on there somehow. I don't know how they did it. They were they're so clever with, you know, use less shellac, and you know, just toward the middle of the record, the sound begins to degrade, but that's fine too. Kind of the philosophy around the Little Wonder records they had. So, you know, you can make a record as small as you want. Just don't expect it to sound as good as you'd like. Although that sounded pretty good. It really did. Snooks and his Memphis Stompers in 1931 on Victor, Love Is Like That. What can you do? Indeed. It's exactly like that. And if it's not like that, it's like something else. Sometimes it's like Fanny Bryce's situation with her abusive relationship there. My Man, 1927. You know, that Stockholm Syndrome will really get you every time. This is Radiola. And we've never been to Stockholm, and we've never been, you know, we've barely been out of the country, in fact. And lately we haven't been out of our house, but not to worry there. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just, you know, keeping the piles of newspaper together here. Art Tatum, in 1933, Sophisticated Lady, off Piano Starts Here, which was a Frank Drake-produced compilation of Art Tatum recordings. And this is Art pretty much right out of the box, and he sounds marvelous. Thank you.
Everybody's singing the sugar blues. The whole town is ringing. I love my coffee, I love my tea, but the doggone cream turns sour on me. I'm so unhappy and I feel so bad, I could lay me down and die. You can say what you choose, but I'm all confused. I got the sweet sugar blues, more sugar, got the sweet sugar blues.
Zeppelin, doo-doo darling, buy me a Zeppelin, you could believe, or a steamboat, and then I must be an exploiter like Columbus, so oh, baby,
buy me a Zeppelin, doo-doo darling, buy me a Zeppelin,
you could believe, or a steamboat, and then I must be an exploiter like Columbus. I want to go roaming around the world, I mean touching all seas from North to South Pole, to Greenland, Finland, Iceland and all, then to the Niagara waterfall. So darling,
buy me a Zeppelin,
doo-doo darling,
buy me a Zeppelin,
you could believe,
or steamboat, and then I must be an exploiter like Columbus.
Yes, to every isthmus, to every lake, you could believe I want to be like Sir Francis Drake, Vasco Nunes, Vasco da Gama, and Columbus who discovered America. So baby,
buy me a Zeppelin,
doo-doo darling,
buy me a Zeppelin,
you could believe,
or steamboat, and then I must be an exploiter like Columbus.
Even like Lord Nelson, I'd like to be, I mean, the ruler of the air, the land and the sea, to acquire power wherever I go, like Don Antonio Di Berrio. So darling,
buy me a Zeppelin,
doo-doo darling,
buy me a Zeppelin,
you could believe, or
a steamboat, and then I must be an exploiter like Columbus.
Then I'll be famous like Wellington, or first governor, the great shark, and I'm in the Himalayan mountains. I'll even score Ben C. the Nawab of Singapore. So baby,
buy me a Zeppelin,
doo-doo darling,
buy me a Zeppelin,
you could believe,
or a steamboat, and then I must be an exploiter like Columbus.
I don't mind if I'm all alone, but I'll take the chance through the canal zone, and then to the desert of Sahara, to see my grandparents in Africa. So darling,
buy me a Zeppelin,
doo-doo darling,
buy me a Zeppelin,
you could believe,
or a steamboat, and then I must be an exploiter like Columbus.
Then every school child will be taught a name, Caressa, who acquired unrivaled fame, even bolder and more courageous than the old man Christopher Columbus. So darling,
buy me a Zeppelin,
doo-doo darling,
buy me a Zeppelin,
you could believe,
or a steamboat, and then I must be an exploiter like Columbus.
The Caressor, 1938, exploiting, and I play that every year at this time, or at least frequently, and it's worth hearing at least once a year. If you're dealing with a preoccupied country, yes, you are exploiting. What else would you do? You know, some people just came, had a few drinks and left, like the Norse did, and then there are other people who stuck around for 500 years, and that's why you have Radiola without a British accent. And before that, we have Clarence Williams and his orchestra. Chick Bullock on the vocal, Sugar Blues, 1934, off of Vocalion. That's a little crunchy, but worth playing. Yes. And Art Tatum, Sophisticated Lady, 1933. Piano starts here. Oh, boy. And that was Frank Driggs produced that particular record. This is Radiola, and occasionally we have, we take a dim view of everything, and that's our current mode. If we have any enthusiasms, they're quickly exploited, as the case may be. Johnny Johnson and his orchestra with Vi Mealy on the vocal. Every little moment not every little movement. There are plenty of movements, but you need your few moments, too. Every Little Moment, 1935.
Looking at you, I'm so happy all the day, hooray for love. My head is hot, my hands are not, I've got no dignity. That's the reason why I say, hooray for love. I was sad and gloomy, so very hard to please. Your kiss is something to me. Now I'm singing while I'm swinging on a blind trapeze. Hooray for love. I was a tiger, now I'm like a dove. If it makes me feel that way, hooray for love.
Benny Goodman and his orchestra, and I almost played this a couple of weeks ago, except that I like Molly Ryan singing better than Helen Ward's. But Helen Ward is pretty good, nonetheless. And here she is with Benny in his first session, or one of his first, for Victor, off a Frank Driggs produced LP, Hooray for Love from 1935. And I think that was the unissued take. I'm not sure, but I believe it was. Johnny Johnson and his orchestra, Vi Mealy on the vocal, Every Little Moment, yes, 1935. And I hope you've enjoyed every little moment of this show, and it's, despite our preoccupation with ourselves and our own thoughts, I'm Andy Senior, and occasionally I'm distracted, but distracted is my default mode, so when I'm not distracted, sometimes that's cause for concern. And here's something to distract you. Thanks again for listening to Radiola. Here's Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with a beautiful, I would call this an intermezzo, but that's just my thought. 1927, Flapperette.